Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, why don't you start off by getting us up to speed on the markets?
Well, let's look at corn and wheat. Corn prices and wheat prices have both been off about 80 cents over the last week or so. You look at Parrington, Texas, corn prices are $7.45 a bushel. Wheat is $6.60. In Medford, corn is $6.70. Of course, they're not buying much corn in Medford, and wheat is $6.40. What I want to point out here is that corn prices are significantly higher than wheat prices, and wheat is being priced as a feed grain rather than a food grain. Now, soybean prices, they were down about 60 cents or so in the last week and a half, and cotton prices down around 4 or 5 cents.
Let's talk about when corn prices do start to decline. What do you think will happen with wheat then?
Well, I think wheat prices will also go down, but they're not moving one for one. Like this last week, you had corn prices increase 10 cents one day. Wheat prices were only up 4 or 5. So wheat's going to move probably in the same direction as corn, but different from it. I also believe that once you get down to a certain level, maybe somewhere around $6 for wheat, wheat will then go back to the food market, because you go back to the WASDE report that came out this last week. They projected 2021-22 market year ending stocks to be 774 million bushels. If you go back to 2014-15 year, the ending stocks were 752 and wheat prices averaged $6. So that gives me kind of an estimate of where feed of wheat would move back into the food market.
About how long do you think all of that will take? When do you expect wheat and corn prices to kind of start declining?
Well, there's a lot of dynamics in this market. You can look at corn, and I think corn is king right now, and corn is determining prices. United States produces 32% of the world's corn and exports 32%, but you've got Argentina, Brazil, and Ukraine coming in there. Altogether, they export 55% of the world's corn, so they will have an impact on prices. The next harvest that's important is the U.S. corn harvest. So I think we've got some time, depending on weather. If we get really good weather, a corn crop, more acres than say is expected, better yields than expected, I think prices could start breaking as we get into the June and July time period. However, if weather turns against corn, I think we could see prices moving on up. By the time we get out to October, if you look at the forward contract for corn prices, you've got $7.45 now at Parrington. Forward contract for harvest is $6.05. You look at Medford, it's $6.70 down to $5.30. You've got a $1.40 price move. So I think for sure when we get out to the October period, prices will go down.
Well, there's a lot of layers to this for sure. With all of this in mind, what kind of strategy do you recommend for producers?
Mechanical strategy. You got to decide at what price level and when you're going to sell your product. You're in a weather market, a lot of volatility. We've lost 80 cents in the last week and a half. We could lose another 80, or we could gain 80. Decide what price level you want to accept. When you get it, take it. Make it mechanical, not emotional.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.